The scripture reading is taken from Exodus chapter 2, verses 1 to 10. This can be found on page 82 of the Large Print Pew Bible and page 57 of the Standard Print. Exodus chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 10. The birth of Moses. Now men of the tribe of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. But then she could hide him no longer. She got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. The Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bathe, and her attendants were walking among the river bank. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her female slave to get it. She opened it and saw the baby. He was crying, and she felt sorry for him. "This is one of the Hebrew babies," she said. Then his sister asked Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you?" "Yes, go," she answered. So the girl went and got the baby's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this baby and nurse him for me, and I will pay you." So the woman took the baby and nursed him. When the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. She named him Moses, saying, "I drew him out of the water." This is the word of the Lord. Be to God.
This morning we are glad to have Shanti.
A very happy Mother's Day to all mothers, grandmothers, and also mothers who have gone ahead of us. We remember them today and we lift them up in prayers in our hearts. Let us pray. We thank you, dear Lord, for this morning that we can rise up to come and worship you. We thank you for the opportunity to play this role as a mother, as a grandmother, and to continue to show love because you first loved us. Be in our midst, O Lord, as we spend time looking into your words and listening to what the Holy Spirit is going to lead and guide us. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's good to be back. We always introduce the people that we're familiar with. So I'm always introduced as Eric's wife, Reverend Eric's wife. So, I always shadow behind him, but today he's not here. Today's text, probably all of us are very, very familiar with the story. We heard it when we were in Sunday school, and then you became youth, and the story became, you elaborated a little bit, and from there, now you are teaching your children, and the grandparents are also teaching their children's children. This story is something that we are very, very familiar with, the birth of Moses. We always see this. A very nice basket, and the boy inside, the baby inside, is very handsome, very healthy. We always see that picture. No picture for us today, but that is how we have been seeing. But we often forget, when we read Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, the books, we read about Moses' birth, his journey, his life, his successes, his failures, his encounter with God. But we forget, who is Moses' mother? Do we know his mother? Some of us may actually remember. Actually, you may recollect when I tell you, introduce her to you. Some of us may have forgotten. Some of us will be hearing her name for the first time. And I myself have difficulty actually pronouncing her name. But it's today, since it's Mother's Day, we will look at Moses' mother, the mother who played a very vital role at his initial life, which contributed to the journey that we read from Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Without this mother's contribution and love, and with this heart of this mother, the story may have not been that long. So today, let us give attention to this mother, Moses' mother. I will not tell you the name yet. Okay, there's not a lot of chapters or the entire book that is allocated to the mother's story. She's mentioned actually only 3 times in the entire scripture or references. The first is the scripture portion that we read this morning, Exodus chapter 2, verses 1 to 10. The name is not mentioned there, but her role as a mother and a mother is mentioned. The second part is that she is mentioned in Exodus chapter 6, verses 20. And that is where we find her name. It's written, Amram married his father's sister, Jochebed. Tough name, Jochebed. Her name is Jochebed. That's Exodus chapter 2, verse 20. And thirdly, she was also mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 29, where it's written, by faith, it's about her faith now. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months. That's the role that she played. So we see her mentioned only 3 times in the scripture. So Jochebed, remember that. Say it in your heart. Jochebed encountered giant tests of her faith when she was pregnant with her 3rd child. Let me give you a little background. It was during the time when the Hebrews, as a foreigners in the land of Egypt, their numbers were increasing immensely, that it threatened the Egyptians, who were the host population. Imagine Singapore, population of foreigners overtaking Singaporeans. That was what's happening during the time when she was pregnant. So the Egyptians were threatened, and the Pharaoh was threatened. Filled with fear, insecurity, pronounced an edict. And that was that cruel edict was to kill Hebrew male child. All Hebrew male child that is born will be killed. So Jochebed was pregnant during such high alert and evil times. So under such intense suspense, Jochebed waited for the arrival of the baby. But she was very, very determined to stand up against this order to preserve the life. And her heroic choice combined with faith and love to preserve the baby fulfilled God's purpose in the history of Israel. The choice to preserve a baby under such evil order was unthinkable. Really unthinkable. Your baby is going to be killed anytime. But you are still going against that order to keep the baby. Everyone's on a high alert. Every baby crying, they will check. And they will be captured. They will be thrown. So probably the whole family, I'm just imagining, the whole family must have operated their entire movement cautiously, very cautious. Unlike my family's drama. When I had my first child, we went to the hospital. My husband accompanied me. And, you know, very kind of him to sit beside me. So when the labor intensified, you know, I will grab his hands and I will squeeze very hard. I don't know what that is. I don't know the pressure that was putting on him, but I grabbed him. And when the labor pain kind of eases off a little bit, I will release him. So at one point when I did that, he said, "Dear, can I clip your nails?" Then I was like, What clipped my nails? I'm in pain, can't you see? Okay, that was really me. I was like, you don't even understand the pain that I'm going through and you're telling me to clip my nails now? I don't know how Jochebed did. Without saying anything, without expressing, I don't know how she delivered quietly, because I didn't. Drama, pain, how? I mean, mothers, those who have given birth, you mean you can give birth quietly, without saying anything, without saying, ouch, ah, or whatever. Okay, I'm not going to give any sound effects here, but there. How did she do it? So Jochebed's heart remained steadfast, steadfast, even under such circumstances, knowing that the son is a gift from God. As mentioned in Acts chapter 7, verse 20, at the time when Moses was born, he was beautiful in God's sight. Your child is born. You hold a child. How can you just dispose of your child when you see such wonderful life you have been blessed with? Her faith in God gave her the courage not only to deliver the baby and hide him for as long as she could, but she was also making plans to continue keeping him alive. Even without her seeing him, or even taking care of him physically. And she was also very fast, very swift in recognizing different seasons requiring different methods in life. So let us take some time to look at Jochebed as a mother with a courageous heart, mother with a careful heart, and mother with a heart of wisdom. So as a wife of a good Methodist pastor, I think he's good, I shall keep to 3 points sermon. So the first point will be the courageous heart. Jochebed and other Hebrew pregnant mothers were dragged into a situation where they were robbed off. They were robbed of the privilege of love, embrace, and enjoying the newborn baby that they were going to be blessed with. Everyone knew, she and other mothers knew, that they had not been given a choice to welcome the child if it's a boy. The order has been passed, as mentioned in Exodus chapter 1, verse 22. That every male born child, boy, will be thrown into river of Nile, which is, and I was told as I was reading the commentary, it was infested with crocodile. So when you throw the baby, you know that the crocodile will come and eat. So in a no choice situation, such no choice, there is absolutely no choice, Jochebed made a choice. Accepting this horrific fact and not shrinking, all right, takes courage, my friend. It's horrific, isn't it? You and I have not gone through that situation, but imagine, put yourself in Jochebed's shoe. But to be able to rise up in such occasion takes courage. She garnered all the courage she could to stand up against this brutal, cruel order, because when this edict was pronounced, it presented as if Hebrews' lives were cheap and undignified. So she refused to bow down to the evil plans of Pharaoh, knowing very well that life is a gift from God. She dared the authority, probably knowing very well that her decision would actually endanger the entire family if they were caught. Risk that she took. But she still chose to revere God, the giver of life, than to be subject to the fear of evil. I will read to you that again. She chose to revere God, the giver of life, than to be subject to the fear of evil. She must have been very well versed with the story of Cain and Abel. She grew up in a family where all these stories were told. She knew it. The older brother, because of jealousy, killed the younger brother. Life that was given by God was not respected. She knew. And because of which the older brother carried with him the curse for the rest of his life. So we see here, a woman of faith was not willing to give up nor give in to what has been pronounced. She was going to stand up. And she was going to make the decision. And she has already decided that she will keep the baby as long as she could with her life. So the mother, knowing the real danger, rose against all odds, all impossibility, and against the irreversible order, and she courageously gave birth, courageously continued to hide the son as long as she could. She did not allow the terrifying situation to paralyze her hope and faith in God. I don't know, friends, today, I don't know what you are going through. I don't know what you are encountering. Maybe you are fearful. Maybe we are uncertain of the times. Maybe because we have lost something due to sickness. Maybe because we have made some unwise decision. And many other reasons. Do we succumb or rise up with courage like Jacobet? Willing to trust that I will no longer be defeated by fear or by evil. The second point is Jochebed, as a mother, has a careful heart. Well, we heard that Jochebed's initial plan to protect the son was carried out with plenty of courage. And was successful for 3 months only. Sad, isn't it? You take care of your son, breastfeed, take care, wash, feed, only for 3 months, with you physically. But you know what? She also recognized that if she continued with the same plan of hiding the son, it's going to be a failure. It's not going to work. There could be many reasons why she could not hide any longer. Obviously, the baby is growing well. And when your baby is growing, you can't continue to wrap the baby and keep feeding 24 hours, breastfeeding, so that the baby is quiet, noiseless, not active. There could be many reasons. And probably, actually, Jochebed could have been hiding even before she delivered the baby, due to reasons that she might be caught. The commentary has it that actually when she was found to be pregnant, the husband wanted to divorce her. The reason, so that people will not be suspicious that she's carrying a baby and they will not come after her. Many reasons why she could not hide anymore. So Jochebed recognized the change of season. The season is changing. No longer can she hold the baby and hide him anymore. So she was willing to change the method of protection. But she was determined to let her son live. Season to change, she recognized. She was willing to change, but she was not willing or she was not willing to compromise the fact that the son must continue to live. So she gave no room for those emotional, attacks in her life. That she sat down and cried and did nothing. No. So when it was time, she got a basket made of papyrus reed, protected it nicely so that it could take the weight of the baby, as found in verse 3. So here, a careful heart led her to think of the next step. And the next step was to let the baby go, which must have been very difficult. Emotionally, making that decision must have actually caused pain. But she released the baby because she knew it was time, with great care and hope in God that this baby be protected. Mother's Day, most of the time we think it's for mothers, grandmothers. But today I'll tell you, Mother's Day involves the entire family. If you read today's passage, it involves even the daughter. So Jochebed must have given a very specific role, instructed them very carefully. All right, Papa, you carry out, make the basket nicely with the papyrus reeds nicely, because I can't leave the baby. I need to attend to the baby. So while the father was making the basket, probably, she attended to the baby 24 hours and instructed the daughter, Miriam, all right, you have to be your brother's keeper. I need you. I need you to play along the riverbank. Just go and play, all right? But while playing, keep your eyes on your brother's movement. Where is the basket going? Who is coming? Very specific role. So all of us are involved in bringing the family of God for protection, for care, for love. It must have been a very difficult situation that they were encountering at that point. Maintaining a very low key and very, very vigilant, because the Egyptians' reporters were everywhere. Yet, Jochebed seized every opportunity, every moment, to give her best for the best outcome. That's the mother. Best outcome. She continued holding on to her belief of saving and protecting the child against the evil and insecure decision made by Pharaoh. Yet again, I do not know where you are, in which season. Is it a season for you to continue to hold on to the old methods of doing things? Or is God telling you, put your hope and trust in God and let God be God? Have we been holding on too tightly, stubbornly holding on to, yes, this method worked for 3 months, it should work? Are we like that? Are we facing certain situations that we are actually locking God out, belittling God's power of changing something, bringing something new and fresh? Season, recognizing the seasons. The third, that Jochebed was also a woman, a mother, who has lots of wisdom, a heart of wisdom. She rose with godly courage, as we have heard, under adverse situation. And she was also very aware of the limited time that was in her hands. So because of which, knowing the limitation, she seized the opportunity to bond as much as possible with the son, both physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And it lasted for 3 months, precious 3 months. And then she prepared for the send-off. We read about that. So Jochebed releasing the son into the river Nile and into the hands of God. It was not actually parting for good. It was by faith she released it. The faith and courage to hide the baby for 3 months and the grace to release only brought God-given opportunity for Jochebed to care for her son again. She released it, but it came back to her. And this time, when the responsibility to take care of her own son came to her, instead of fear or restraint, it was a request. By Pharaoh's own daughter, take care and nurse this baby. No longer fear, no longer restraint. It was a request. Not only was it a request, it came with a reward. I will pay you. But more than the reward, that the payment, monetary-wise, I don't know how she was going to be paid, Jochebed immediately recognized that the giver of life was at work. God was giving her fresh opportunity to care for her son once again. My dear friends, today I stand here not because I have a successful story to tell you as a mother. I have 3 children. 2 were born in Nepal, and 1 was born in Singapore, and we left for the field when he was 10 months old. So my children have no connection when they came back 8 years ago. They had no connection in terms of, they knew they were carrying red passport, but that was it. They thought they were Nepalese. And they will tell people that they are Nepalese. We spent there 12 years. And all their friends, their rootedness was all in Nepal. And when it was season for us to come back, wrap the things up in Nepal, it was not an easy wrap up. It was not an easy opening of our boxes and adjusting to a life that was totally new to my children. And I am a foreigner too. So we went through a period of adjustment. Our unrootedness was there. When we came back to Singapore, we have changed within 8 years. 5 churches. I think we are going to win the marathon in the Methodist circle soon. 5 churches. And my children were all below 13 years when we first came back. At a time where they needed to be rooted and growing. So my children, they tried following us, adjusting. We had family times of prayer, invested our time together in the field, doing the things of the Lord. But came a time when my eldest son came to us and said, I will no longer follow you to church because I don't think God is there. I had no words. I cried to God and I said, God, I thought we gave our best to you. I thought we served you. Is this the reward that you are giving us today? That our child decided to leave you. And I questioned God countless nights and days. God, is this real? I cried. I requested God. God, can you please bring him back? I am a third generation Christian. Grew up in a Christian family, having evening prayers, mealtime prayers. Wherever we go, we have times of rejoicing and praising God. And to think of a son leaving the faith was unthinkable. What story do I have to bring to you this morning, my dear friends? I was so tempted to call Bernard and I say, Bernard, I don't think I can come and share in Telaya Methodist. I have no story. But I stand here today, not because I have my story, but I believe that God, who has been faithful to listen to Jochebed's prayer, out of that adverse, evil, cruel order, will also save my son from wherever he is. We are faced every day with challenges. Internet is just a click away. Our children are becoming very bold when it comes to gadgets, when it comes to viewing things. But when it comes to communication, how are you? Fine. Is it funny? LOL. That's what we receive now. No communication. Communication breakdowns are happening. Families are hurting left and right. Every day we hear news. News that makes us cringe, nervous. Can we go out? Can I face the church? That was me. What will a pastor's wife do now? When people ask me, how are your children? I say, they are fine. Of course, they are physically doing fine. Praise God. They are fine. I do not know what to say. You may be in a situation that may be totally different from me. You may be facing some challenges that only you and God knows. You may be crying out in the middle of the night when nobody sees you. You are tearing. Your pillow is your comforter. It's your big handkerchief that soaks up all your tears. But can we entrust the God who has begun a story in our lives, in our children's life, in our grandchildren's life, is weaving something beautiful as the days go by? We just need to recognize the seasons change. We need to be graceful to let them go, but in the hands of God. We may not see the result immediately. I have not seen my son in the church for almost 3 years. And every time I wish, when I see young people, I look out, wishing that my son would be there. You could also be wishing from within you something should change. And I pray that the God of grace, the God who knew us when he formed us, will enable us, give us the courage. And even when we are planning, to be careful planners, aware that God is the greatest planner. And at the same time, seeking for godly wisdom in all we encounter or we are going to encounter. May God's grace see us through. Remember the story of God. The story of Moses would have ended 3 months, just a 3 months old baby. But his life story continued from Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, and Old Testament reference many times. The story continued because God's purpose, nobody can truncate it. Nobody can spoil it. Nobody can take it away. No evil can take away. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the privilege that you have given to us to know you. To know that, God, you are the giver of life. And you care for every soul. And your desire is that everyone come to know you and nobody perishes. The evil one may try to come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But we pray that, Father, you will raise many mothers who are prayer warriors, who are protectors, who are counselors, who are lovers of God. You will bring alongside fathers who will continue to encourage and play the role of a father. And you will continue to raise many brothers and sisters who will be their own brothers' keepers, sisters' keepers. And Father, we pray that this morning you will encourage us to know that in whatever situation we may be in right now, you are not far away. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.